Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you from Amity High School tonight, where your Warriors are hosting the Dayton Pirates, number one team in the league for girls basketball and boys basketball, I believe. And be a challenge for both teams tonight. This is also senior night for the boys and girls, and so we'll be having in just about a minute here, they'll be doing some introductions of seniors and their parents, and I will give you a rundown of who those seniors are and kind of what the what John Stearns is going to be reading. There's 13 of them total between cheerleading and OSHET and I think dance and basketball. So we'll kind of run through those with you here. You'll hear a little applause in the background while we're doing it. And from the basketball team itself, there are four seniors. OSHET has two. Dance has, I think, two, and cheerleading has four, I believe. So we're going to run through those here in a few minutes as we get started with that, and then we'll get on to basketball. We'll have about a five-minute warm-up after they get done with the senior night presentation stuff, and we'll have that warm-up period, and then we'll be ready for tip-off. It's going to be a real battle for the Warrior girls tonight. They lost to this Dayton team 41-37 earlier this year, back in early January. But that was Dayton without Rojas and Amity without Keely Graham. So things will be a little different tonight with both those players playing. Definitely Rojas being in the game is just a tremendous matchup problem for every team in the state pretty much. So John giving us kind of the general OSAA guidelines for the game tonight in the background, and then we'll get on with recognizing seniors. Appreciate all that the different groups, leadership, and boosters do for this senior night. We've got a good crowd already on hand here. This should be the largest crowd that we have of the year, unless we have a state playoff game here. But we get a really good turnout anytime Dayton's in, and the expanded 200-plus seats there that we've got in the new area of the gym is really nice for games like this. All right, John getting ready to introduce seniors here. First one will be Allie Brutke. She's accompanied by Darren and Janelle Brutke. Allie has future plans to attend the American School of Equine Dentistry, becoming an equine dentist, get married, live happily ever after with the love of my life and my ponies. Her most memorable moment was shaking the bus and jamming out to Hannah Montana on the way to Coos Bay her junior year. Second one is Gabby Marcellus. Gabby, accompanied by Richard and Shannon Marcellus, future plans to go to college and become an ASL interpreter. Next one, Haley Reynolds, accompanied by Jody Reynolds, wants to thank her team for making this a great final year. And Jessica Smith, accompanied by Larry and Connie Smith. She was had future plans to go to school, wants to become a registered nurse. Very honorable profession there. Wants to thank her parents and friends for making her laugh no matter what. And those are the cheerleader seniors. You hear the hand in the background as they applaud their efforts this year, both in football and in basketball cheerleading. For dance, Amy Kramer, accompanied by Bert and Christy Kramer. Amy, of course, has had a fantastic career here in Amity as both a track star and an outstanding dancer. Her plan is to go to college, study kinesiology, run track, and then become a certified athletic trainer. And Emily Maples, accompanied by Mark and Sydney Ryder. Her most memorable moment, lost a kitten behind the bleachers at dance practice. Lots of meowing going on there. And she wants to attend Chemeketa Community College and own lots of dogs. The next dance senior is Becca Oldfield, accompanied by Kurt and Karen Oldfield. She plans to study at Portland State University, wants to become an early elementary education teacher. And so three outstanding young ladies there on the dance team and really good citizens here at Amity High School as well. I think we're going to get a little performance from them at one of the halftimes here as well, which will be really cool. For OSHET, which is the equestrian team, we have Stephanie Rosenbaum, who is going to be accompanied by Jay and Jeannie Rosenbaum. And she has future plans to continue to work with horses and maybe even doing some college rodeo. Her most memorable moment was PRing and placing top six for three events in her first meet this year. So an outstanding job there by Stephanie.
Give a round of applause.
Then we've got four basketball seniors. First one is Kendra Knuth. Kendra, accompanied by Corey and Deanna Knuth, plans to go to community college at Chemeketa and get a degree in physical education eventually. And Brene Husky, accompanied by Andrew and Desiree Husky. We got a little recognition here for the senior girls from Dayton. Shawnee Spink, Melina Ray, and Gabby Shadden. And there should be Kalina Rojas in there as the Amity girls go out and give a rose or a little flower, not a rose, I guess, but some flowers to the Dayton girls. And so always some nice sportsmanship there, a little recognition of those senior girls as well. Jaden Moore, former Amity girl, giving a hug there to one of the Amity girls, and then Beth Shirley. Nice round of applause as well. So Brene Husky planning to stay home, wants to go to Chemeketa Community College and then figure it out from there. Most memorable moment was sophomore year at Coos Bay when they had a dance battle with De La Salle and McDonald's. The third one, Morgan Croxford, accompanied by Jesse and Jonna Pappas. Future plans, wants to go into athletic training at Linfield College, where she also plans to continue playing basketball. And her most memorable moment, going to state her sophomore year and playing Dayton in the championship game as Warriors came up a little short. That one took second, but that's a pretty big moment for a sophomore. And then the fourth senior girl on the basketball team, Callie Roberts. She's accompanied by Carter Roberts and Jolie Williamson. And her future plans, planning to head to Mancopa, Arizona, where she will attend the Avida Institute and also wants to have lots of dogs. So those are your senior girls on the basketball team. We're going to take a break here and send this out to commercial for a few minutes and be back to get this game set up. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. And about 4 minutes to go before the start of the girls' basketball game here, Amity girls versus the visiting Dayton Pirates. Amity High School utilizing this extra space that our school board was so generous to approve the construction of. And looks great, and it's pretty full tonight down there. And I think we're still going to end up with maybe a standing room only crowd here for the boys' game, which is pretty impressive because the gym easily seats 600 now. And we're going to have, I think, all of that on hand tonight by the time the boys' game gets started. So this girls' game is an interesting one. Amity probably gave Dayton the best run for the money that anybody outside of Salem Academy has given them all year. And as a result of that, the Warrior girls come into this feeling, I would just say, you know, maybe kind of confident that they can play with this team. So when these two teams played early January, the Warriors lost to Dayton by a score of 41-37. And that was a game in which Keely Graham didn't play. And so probably a game the Warriors could have and probably would have won had Keely been in there. However, Kalina Rojas did not play for Dayton. Kalina, I think, the most dominant girl in 3A's basketball, just absolutely outstanding, low post, mid-range game, and just super high basketball IQ, just a fundamentally outstanding basketball player. And I'm not sure where she's going to play next year, but she will be, I think, a very nice college player and somebody that nobody in 3A really matches up with completely. So she wasn't in the game either. And so definitely an advantage to the Warriors. If you're going to take two players out, taking out Rojas and anybody on our team, is an advantage for us. But definitely I think it left our girls with a feeling that they can play with them. The problem is going to be matching up with both Rojas and Cisneros when they're on the floor together. The Warriors really just don't have a lot of size. Rosenbaum, when she's in the game, is going to have to do a really nice job probably matching up with Cisneros. And other than that, the Warriors are just going to have to really scramble on defense. And, of course, the key for the Warriors is that defensive pressure on the guards. But this is the hardest team in the league to pressure the guards. And let me change that. This is the hardest team in the league to pressure the guard because Dayton is the most dependent team, I think, in the state on one guard, and that's Shawnee Spink, who's the best point guard in the state for 3A. And she is just a dominant basketball player, controls the flow of the game, makes a lot of good things happen, excellent shooter, outstanding rebound right up there with Keely Graham and maybe a couple other girls as the best offensive rebounders in girls basketball. Spink just goes right, goes left, can finish in traffic, can shoot the three, can hit the mid-range, and won't force anything. She'll take what the defense gives her. And so I assume the Warriors, talking with Reg today, we're going to see the Warriors come out man-to-man defense, and I think we'll see Keely starting the game on Shawnee. So the key there is going to be for Keely to not get herself into foul trouble, make Shawnee work very hard for all of her open looks. Don't really give her the open looks, but make her work really hard to get an open look. Stay in front of her, make her go over the top. Don't let her get past you where the help defense has to come, because Spink will make the right pass and cause problems for you by dishing the ball off. So I think just very important for especially for Keely Graham to stay out of foul trouble in this game. But as always, Keely, Morgan, those are the two. If you're going to have your offense working well, those two girls really need to be in the game. Warriors coming off a night against Sheridan where they didn't shoot the ball particularly well. Hannah Hatch not knocking down her normal shots. Plummer not able to hit. Really, Croxford didn't hit anything from the outside. The Warriors won that game by getting second-chance opportunities, getting out and running to the floor, and making some good things happen there and just outmatching Sheridan. That won't happen tonight. They're going to have to do a better job offensively against this tough Pirates team. We're going to take a quick break here and be back with the starting lineups after this message on KLYC.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
99W is in Enners Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford. where we just work harder for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Warriors hosting the Dayton Pirates tonight. Starting lineup for those visiting Pirate girls, Melina Ray. It's going to be 4 seniors and a junior. The first 4 seniors: Melina Ray, a 5'7 guard; Gabby Shadden, a 5'7 forward; Kalina Rojas, 5'11 post player, inside out on that, more of a power forward; Shawnee Spink, 5'6 point guard; and Chloe Cisneros, the 6'1 junior post. And so you can see the Warriors, the serious disadvantage in size against this very talented Dayton Pirate team. And so, pretty good noise here. Fans on their feet tonight supporting their Warriors. Gym is pretty full. I'd say probably at, even with the new seating, probably at about 90% capacity. And we've got some people standing still. Some people just actually prefer that, I think, sitting and watching a game. So it's going to be seniors and 1 junior starting for the Warriors tonight. It's going to be seniors Kendra Knuth, Renee Husky, Callie Roberts, Morgan Croxford, and then the junior starting Keely Graham. So we'll see how long Reg sticks with this starting lineup. Obviously, Callie, Kendra, and Renee wouldn't normally be starting, so they're going to get a chance to start here on this senior night, and we'll just kind of see how the flow of the game goes, how long Reg feels like he can leave them in there before he gets to bringing in some of those other players off the bench like Maylin Williams. And who else? Alyssa Plummer will be coming in, and Hannah Hatch. So the couple of juniors and a sophomore there. So it's like Cisneros will be jumping center, and that'll be against Croxford. The officials are getting things kind of set up, checking with girls on their jerseys, making sure everything's tucked in, and we are ready to go. Warriors come into this game 14-6 overall, 7-1 in league, and Dayton 18-1 overall, 7-0 in league. The Warriors only lost this year in league to these Dayton Pirates about a month ago. Here we go, and it's close, but Cisneros wins the tip. Spink, and the ball knocked away by Graham. This one's going to go the full length of the court and out of bounds. Keely couldn't get to it. It went off of her hip or something there as she jumped up in the air. It wasn't a kick ball, so it'll be ball in the length of the floor to Dayton. Spink brings it up, top of the key, swings it right side to Shadden. Shadden looks inside, lobs it to Cisneros down low, and she scores up over the top of Croxford. Really tough matchup on the lob there. I would play behind Cisneros to make her shoot over me rather than let them lob to her. Graham on the right wing drives, tries to bounce it in, knocked away by Rojas, stolen away by Cisneros. Ahead to Spink. Spink on the left side of the key, kicks it out to Rojas. She goes baseline, pulls up, and misses that shot, and Husky with a good rebound to Croxford. 2-0 Pirates early. Croxford slows it down, swings it right side to Graham. Graham cross court to Husky. Husky back to Graham. Graham will take it out to the center circle here. Now back to Husky on the left wing extended. Husky takes a dribble over to Roberts. Roberts, Spink on her. Spink knocks it away, steals the ball over to Rojas. Rojas throws it ahead to Ray. Ray lays it up and in. Nice fast break there. Can't put the, if you're Callie Roberts, you can't put the ball on the floor with Shawnee Spink guarding you. And it's a 2-3 zone, and so she was right in Spink's wheelhouse there. So give and go. Croxford gets inside, kicks it out to Roberts. 18-footer, looks good, a little short. Ball tipped loose, and Spink comes out of there with it. She takes it all the way in and lays it up and in. So Callie Spink with her first basket, and it's 6-0. So Warriors turning the ball over twice, and that's not going to help their statistics here against this tough Dayton team. Graham penetrates in, leaves it for Croxford. Croxford drives baseline, nothing there. Kicks it back out off Knuth's hand. Kendra chases it down. Bounce pass to Graham. Graham gets past Cisneros, tries to go baseline, and the pass picked off by Shadden. Shadden ahead to Spink. Spink gets in the lane, kicks it out to Ray. Back to Spink. 18-footer. No good. That's Rojas with the rebound. She dribbles it back out and resets to Spink. 6-0. 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Pirates with the lead. There's the lob inside to Cisneros. And they fronted her again. And I'm not sure why Reg has anybody fronting Cisneros there at 6-1. You just can't front her. And we've got a timeout taken by Reg here. I don't know if he's going to get subs in here or not, but it's 8-0 right now. And the Warriors have got a couple of turnovers, a couple of missed shots, and or two turnovers. I think two missed shots, and the Warriors just really not defending Cisneros well in the low post. Reg talking with Callie right now, but both she and Morgan have fronted Cisneros in the low post, and it's just been a lob over. If that's going to happen, you have to have weak side or backside help defense coming across. You can't just let somebody lob the ball over the shorter player. So there, Reg is talking right now with what he wants here. He's going to leave the seniors and Keeley in for a little bit longer. 2 minutes and 20 seconds gone here. It's 8-0. You know, and this is not a game that I think the Warriors would come out expecting to win, but I think they'd like to be competitive in a game like this. And so far, that's not happening. Graham with it to Croxford. Croxford in the forecourt. Right side, cross-court pass to Husky. Husky missed Knuth on the baseline, takes a couple dribbles out, throws a bad pass, picked off by Spink. You can't stare at the pass. Ahead to Ray. Ray loses it, gets it back on the baseline, out to Spink on the right wing. Spink swings it, cross-court to Rojas, drives baseline, up, misses that shot. Ball tipped by Cisneros, by Knuth, back to Rojas. She falls down, ball's loose. Spink chases it down out by half-court. Spink, high post to Rojas, fakes the handoff, now hands it to Ray. Molina Ray to Cisneros, cutting. Nobody's staying with her. Knuth trailed her, and Cisneros has 6 points of the 10 here in the game. 10-0, Pirates. That's going to get Hatch, Plummer, and Williams off the bench. Warriors, though, in a pretty big hole here now. Down on the baseline, Roberts back out to Croxford. Somebody needs to take a shot and hit one here. So far, it's just not happening. And we've got a foot out of bounds. Shadden had a hand on the ball. She deflected it from Roberts. So Knuth, Husky, and Roberts out. The Warriors back to their now normal starting lineup here. 4:45 gone, first quarter. Kind of a tradition to start all your seniors, but obviously some games that kind of runs a little bit of a risk. Croxford out by the center circle. Gets past Spink. Over to Graham for three. Good! Keeley Graham hits a three, and it's a 10-3 game. That's a deep one from the left wing. That's something that's been missing the last couple of weeks from Keeley. She just has not been shooting the ball well from the outside. So lob inside to Cisneros, down low on the baseline, kicks it back out. Shadden for a deep two, no good. Long rebound, Rojas, and Graham. Graham comes out of there with it. Keeley in the open court. Wheeling and dealing ahead to Williams. She fakes the three, leaves it for Croxford, over to Graham. Graham back to Croxford, out top. Swings it to Williams. There's an open look for three. Good! Maylin Williams buries a three-pointer, and it's a 10-6 game. Just like that, Graham and Williams with back-to-back threes, and the Warriors climb back into this one. 10-6 Pirates halfway through the first quarter. No fouls called in this game yet. Cisneros way out tall. Williams on her. Swings it over to Spink by the Warrior head in front of the Amity bench. Spink picks up her dribble, wants to go inside. Keeley doing a great job. There's the lob to Rojas. Rojas turns with the left hand up and in over Croxford. Nice job. That's what you have to do, but Mo needs to work back around and take away where Spink's trying to go with that pass. Williams at the other end for three, short. Long rebound chased down by Cisneros, and she loses it out of bounds off her foot. 12-6, Warriors down six. They were down 10-0. Here comes Moore and Helvey into the game. So Jade Moore, an excellent three-point shooter, and Helvey, they replace Cisneros and Shadden. So they become a better outside shooting team, with especially with Jade Moore in the game. Moore, a 5'7 senior. Pass into Graham in the right corner, out on top to Croxford. Croxford dribbles to the right, fakes the handoff, now turns down into the corner. Picks up her dribble out to Williams on the right wing. Williams starts to go. Spink falls down going for the steal. That was Moore fell down. Excuse me. His ball tipped away by Rojas and out of bounds. Croxford was waiting for somebody to cut there. Morgus got hung up a little bit as she tried to slide her foot, lost her balance. Fans like that, but it really was kind of inconsequential. Croxford with it. 3:10 to go, first quarter. Croxford trying to drive on Rojas. Turns the corner on her, goes up with the left hand and in! Nice job by Morgan Croxford. Her first basket of the game, and it's 8-12. Warriors down four. Ray on the right wing with it. Hatch guarding her. Looks inside to Rojas. Rojas backs down, turns back to the right hand. No good. No call there. Ball's loose, and Graham digging around. We're going to have a jump ball. Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. Surprised we didn't get a foul call there on Croxford. She kind of bumped Rojas on the shot, but they let it go. Still no fouls in this game as we are 5 minutes gone. Graham brings it up. Warriors down four as we're under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Plummer with it. Starts to drive. Picks it up as she's doubled there in the zone. And now pulled away from her by Selvey. Helvey pushes the ball ahead to Moore. Knocked away by Croxford. And she couldn't save it. She stepped out of bounds trying to save it. Almost had the steal there. Good hustle by Mo. Reg urging her on. Congratulating her on the good hustle. Dayton basketball on the far sideline. Top of the key extended. Moore gets it in to Spink. Spink. High post to Moore. Hands off to Spink. Drives. Jumps into Graham. No call there. Saved by Spink. Out to Moore. Moore with a head fake. Drives. Scoops it up and in. Can't go for the head fake on that. If you do, you got to make sure you head fake to her right hand so that she has to compensate to that and go left. Jaden Moore with her first two. 14-8. Williams on the right wing. Cisneros is going to come back in. They try to go down low to a cutting Hatch, and Rojas with the steal. She read that well. Ray on the right wing. Swings it all the way across court to Moore on the left wing. Out top. Spink for three. No good. High rebound. Grabbed by Rojas. And stripped away and stolen by Croxford on the baseline. She gets it over to Keeley, and Keeley will bring it up with a minute 35 to go. First quarter. 14-8. Dayton with the lead. Malin with it. Dribbles out towards center court. Swings it now to Graham. Graham wanted to catch that one, but it just went off her fingertips, so she couldn't catch and shoot. Plummer with it. Over to Williams. Williams, a little ball fake. Spins back to the right hand. Goes in. Her shot blocked out of bounds by Moore. But a good move by May Lynn to spin to the baseline on that. Now, the next time you do that, a little pump fake, and you'll draw the foul. Rojas out. Cisneros in. The one that won't come out unless she's in foul trouble or hurt or it's an absolute blowout by 20-plus points in the fourth quarter is Spink. Croxford throws the ball to Hatch. Hatch never saw it coming to her. Ball goes out of bounds. 1:12 to go. First quarter, 14-8. Dayton Pirates, ranked number 2 in the state of Oregon with the 6-point lead here against the Warriors, ranked number 8 in the state. Out on top, Helvey with it. Williams on her, goes down low. Cisneros turns and scores with the left hand. Somebody trailing Cisneros again. She's got 8 of their 16 points. Warriors need to fix some defensive things against Cisneros. There's a lost ball. Williams gets it back. She drives, being hand-checked, kicks it out to Hatch. Hatch buries the 15-footer on the baseline. Her first basket of the night. 16-10, Warriors. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Helvey goes inside to Cisneros. She wants to turn to the left hand, throws it up. That time, Croxford did a good job, made her shoot over the top. And Cisneros, not a real good shooter, but hard to keep her from getting the lay-in inside. That time, Croxford does a good job, and she misses the left-hand jump hook there. Warriors going to play for one shot here. Graham with it out in the center circle. Graham working right, starts to drive, gets inside, kicks it to Hatch. Hatch to Williams for three. No, it's left and out of bounds. Hatch trying to save it, couldn't. Excellent ball movement by the Warriors to get a good look for May Lynn. She might have rushed that just a little bit, came off her hand a little awkward there, and resulted in an air ball. Man, it might have nicked the rim, but effectively an air ball. Nobody rebounded it. It went out of bounds. 2.4 seconds left to go, first quarter. Dayton ball. They throw in. Get it to Ray. Ray driving. Knocked away by Graham. No reach call there. Could have been a foul called. No fouls called in the first quarter. You do not see that very often in a competitive basketball game where both teams are playing pretty physical defense, which they are. We are done with one. 16-10 Warriors. You're listening to KOYC McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools,
Talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Coming into the second quarter here, Warriors trailing the number two ranked Dayton Pirates 16-10 in this battle of West Valley League top two teams. Warriors sitting securely in second place in league, and Dayton sitting atop in third place. Sheridan, Sandy Ann Christian tied at 4-4. Willamina 3-5. Westside Christian 2-5. Taft 0-8. Amity sits at 7-1, and Dayton 7-0. And as I said, ranked 8th and 2nd, respectfully, in the state. Top-ranked team right now, Salem Academy. Blanchette sits at number 4, and I'm not sure who's sitting at 3rd right now. I believe it's Rainier, though, if my memory serves me right. Pirate basketball to start the second. There's a lob inside to Cisneros. She turns and scores over the top of Croxford down low on the right block. She has 10 in the game. The Warriors just don't have any answer. And I think we're going to have to see Kaya Rosenbaum at some point here to try. If you're going to play behind Cisneros, you need some size, and Rosenbaum brings that. Graham with the ball at the other end, top of the key. She's got Cisneros on her in man defense. Warriors need to figure out how to get them isolated a little bit. I don't know if Reg has noticed that yet. Graham on the right side, drives on Cisneros, cut off, steps out, back to Hatch. Hatch hands it to Graham, comes and sets a little screen. Now out to Croxford. Croxford will reset the offense. 18-10 Pirates, swings it to Williams on the left wing. Williams looking for a cutter, not there, hits Graham popping out. Now they have Shadden on Graham. That's a better matchup for the Pirates. Croxford with it. Looking for a cutter. Not there. Back out to Graham. Graham, left wing to Hatch. Hatch has Cisneros on her now. To Williams. Top of the key. Starts to work her way in. Now drives. Ball tipped away. And we're going to have a jump ball. That will be Dayton basketball. No, it'll be Warrior basketball on the alternating possession. Haley Myers into the game for the Pirates. Myers, a 5'2 junior, outstanding softball player. Not a bad basketball player, but softball really where she shines. 6:52 left to go, second quarter, 18-10 Pirates. Warriors basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. They get it into Graham in the corner. Graham finds Croxford cutting. Croxford fouled as she goes up. It'll be two free throws. And what the Warriors really need tonight is A, to get to the foul line. That's the first foul of the game, by the way, on either team. And secondly, they need to make them at a good clip. They were 18 for 21 two games ago. Not quite that good in Sheridan, but the Warriors are capable of shooting the ball very well from the foul line. Croxford makes the first one as she banks it in. Have to ask her if she called glass on that later, but gets the first one. She'll have one more. Rojas back into the game. And she buries the second one. So two free throws for Croxford. She's got 4 in the game. Spink with it. 6-point Pirate lead early in the second quarter. Spink, top of the key. Goes high post to Rojas. Knocked away by Graham. And we've got a reach-in foul. And I think they're going to say it's on Graham. So I couldn't tell if they were going to call that on Keeley at first or if they were going to call it on Rojas after Keeley had the steal. They call it on Keeley. First team foul on the Warriors. Myers inbounds to Spink. Spink, top of the key, against this man-to-man Warrior defense. Swings it over to Ray. Ray looking inside to Cisneros, gets it to her. Cisneros turns to the left hand, hooks it up and in. Cisneros with 12. All of them at point-blank range. Graham over to Williams. Warriors need a basket desperately here. Graham with it. Back to Maylin. Maylin working on Myers. Works right. Hooks a pass inside, knocked away, intended for Plummer. Cisneros knocked that away, Rojas knocked it away. Spink, top of the key, toes the line, misses the two. Cisneros puts it back up and in. 14 for Cisneros, and Red needs a full timeout. 22-12, Dayton Pirates up by 10. 5:59 left to go, second quarter. You're listening to the home of the Amity Warriors, KLYC, McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Early in the second quarter, a couple minutes in, the Warriors find themselves down by 10 for the second time tonight. They were down 10-0 to start this game when they started their four seniors, three of which don't normally start, and then went to, when they were down 10-0, brought in their normal starting lineup, got 6 quick points, but now find themselves back down by 10 as they just haven't had an answer for Cisneros inside. Warrior basketball coming out of the timeout, Rosenbaum into the game to match up a little bit more with Cisneros inside. There's a look down low. Cisneros gets the steal as the pass from Croxford was late. Croxford gets the steal right back, lays it up and in. Morgan Croxford playing the passing lane, and she read the eyes of Cisneros and jumped the pass, stole it away from Spink, and gets the lay in. 22-14 Pirates. They look inside. Kaya playing behind Cisneros in there. There's a drive by Spink. That's going to be a blocking foul on Graham as she got a hand on the hip of Spink, so that's two on Keeley, and she just has to know. And I think this is maybe where you switch. If I'm Reg, I switch and put Plummer on Spink, and that's what he's doing right now. They're going to switch right now. Plummer will go over on Spink, so like it when Reg agrees with me, thinks like I do. Pass inside to Cisneros, misses the shot, but she's fouled. And boy, that's the simplest inbound play in the world. Lob it to the big girl right next to the rim, and then let her either shoot and score or get fouled, which she does. So third foul, this one on Rosenbaum. First one on Kaya, third team foul on the Warriors, just one on the Pirates. Cisneros to the line. Not a great free throw shooter. Makes the first one, though. Talk about a kid that has really improved her game. Last year, really not much of a threat at all to do much, but this year has figured out really where her game is and how to make it effective. Her teammates look for it. Misses the second one. Ball tipped. Rojas with the rebound. Pushes off with the left arm. Gets away with it. Misses the shot, though, so no harm there. Plummer with the rebound. Hands it to Keeley. 5 minutes and a few seconds left to go here in the second quarter. Warriors down 9, 23-14. Man-to-man defense now by Dayton. Williams missed Plummer inside. Swings it now to Plummer on the right wing. Plummer fakes the three, drives on Rojas, backs it out. Rojas pokes the ball. Plummer gets it back. Now picks up her dribble. Rojas closes out hard on her. Somebody needs to come and help her. They tip it, and the ball stolen by Spink. Spink all the way down, gives it to Ray, cut off by Plummer. Out on top, Moore might have traveled, kicks it out to Spink. 18-footer, no good. Tipped once, and Plummer with the rebound. You know, Rojas, just such a high basketball IQ. If you pick up the dribble on her, she's going to smother you, and nobody came to help Alyssa on that. Graham, top of the key with it, still a 9-point game. Drives, knocked away, gets it to Croxford. Croxford gets down in the corner, picks up her dribble, goes inside to Williams, back out to Rosenbaum. Got to look to shoot there, Kaya. She doesn't. Back out to Keeley. Kaya has that shot, that little 17-footer, and didn't want to take it. Graham working off a screen. Good screen there by Rosenbaum. Now to Williams. There's a backdoor pass to Keeley. The shot blocked by Rojas and out of bounds right at the rim. Helvey and Shadden in. Rojas and Ray out. Rojas's minutes really getting managed here. She comes back from a foot injury. Kept her out for a few weeks. And so I think just trying to get her conditioning back and not have her do too much at a time. There's the inbound. Williams chases it down in the backcourt and then gets it to Keeley. Warriors really need a basket here. Rosenbaum high post, turns, kicks it back out to Croxford, now to Graham. Swings it to Williams, back to Graham. There's not much action going to the basket. It's a problem. Now they get it to Croxford. She's fouled, can't score, but she'll go to the line for two. I think that's going to be on Helvey. It is. Second team foul on the Pirates. Helvey's second foul as well. Croxford to the line to shoot two. Made her first two from there. And rims this one in and out. Warriors need a really good shooting percentage both from the field and the line tonight to be in this game. Right now find themselves down nine. And she misses a pair. And Rosenbaum battling Croxford gets her own rebound. Picks up her dribble, swings it out to Graham. Graham penetrates in, elbow jumper short. And Cisneros with the board. Cisneros finally gets the ball to Spink. Spink goes down low to Shadden. Back out to Helvey. Loses the ball off her hands and out of bounds. I think she was trying to make a pass before she had control of the ball there. Hatch in, Plummer out. So the question is, who's going to guard Spink with Plummer out of the game and Graham with two fouls? So we'll see next time down the floor. Williams with the ball in the forecourt. Dribbles towards the top of the key. Now over to Graham. Croxford was looking for the cutter there. Went off Rosenbaum's hands to Hatch. Hatch missed the short jumper. Moore with it. Gets it to Spink. So Hatch is going to be on Spink. That's a tough matchup for Hannah. She's going to have to work hard. Closes out on Spink when she picks up her dribble. Over to Helvey. Helvey down low to Cisneros. Cisneros turns, misses. Good defense by Rosenbaum. And the rebound pulled down by Helvey. By Shadden. She travels as she tries to clear space there. 2.5 minutes to go. Second quarter, 23-14. Warriors down. Rojas coming back in after a short break there at the next dead ball. Probably for Cisneros, who has her hands on her hips. Graham goes baseline out to Williams. Williams misses the 15-footer. Thought about that one a little too much. Spink in the open floor, still going all the way down the left side, and a blocking foul on Hatch. Never got herself in front. Fans don't like it over on that side of the floor. Warrior fans wanted a push-off on Spink, saying she extended her arm, but no such call to be found on the floor. Hatch with her first fourth team foul on the Warriors. There were no fouls called in the first quarter of this game. There have been six called in the first 5 minutes and 47 seconds here of the second quarter. Spink to the line. Makes the first. Rojas in. And she's going to replace Shadden. Cisneros looks tired, but not taking her out. She's been very effective. 15 points in the game for Cisneros. Spink hits a pair. It's back to an 11-point game now. Biggest lead of the game for the Pirates. 2:11 left to go, first half, and they're up 11. Hatch in the corner. Out to Graham. Tries to go down low to Rosenbaum. Ball tipped out of bounds by Cisneros. Warrior basketball on the baseline, right side of the key. Williams will trigger it in. Goes in the corner to Hatch. Out to Croxford. Croxford with Spink on her. Goes down low to Graham. Can't hang on to it. Off her hands out of bounds. Morgan trying to force that a little bit. Morgan battling the flu. I know she's not feeling well today. And she's giving a pretty good effort out there. But I know she's tired. And when you've had a little bit of the flu, you just maybe not quite as sharp as you'd like to be. A little tougher to have that finesse pass there like she just tried to make. 1:57 left to go in the first half. 25-14 Pirate lead. Pirates take a 30-second timeout. That's where we are right now. Reg exhorting his girls, talking to Keeley about something down there. And now Kaya making sure she understands what he needs out of them on the floor. It's a Pirate team without a lot of weaknesses. Not a tremendous amount of depth, but they can put players on the floor that are just matchup nightmares. You know, when you can run a 6'1 Cisneros and a 5'11 Rojas out there, and they both understand their roles so well. Cisneros doesn't try to do too much. Spink gets away with the travel. Goes out to Moore. Moore down low to Cisneros. Turns. Goes back to the left hand. Travel. Good defense there by Rosenbaum, forcing the turnover. Ray back into the game. She replaces Helvey. Ray gives him another person that can shoot. So, you know, that's the other thing. You got four girls on the floor and Moore, Spink, Ray and Rojas that can all step out and knock down a three-pointer on you too. So your defense has got its work cut out for it. Williams out on top to Croxford, tries to go back door to Graham, gets lucky when the ball tipped out of bounds by Ray because Graham had stopped her cut. A little miscommunication there between Graham and Croxford. You don't see that very often. Williams throws it out high to Croxford. Spink right on her, steals the ball. Croxford knocks it away. Spink on the floor for it, dribbles, gets back up with it. tries to go baseline, and then she is fouled, I think, by Croxford reaching in. So you don't see that very often. What Spink did is she read the eyes of Croxford like a defensive back reads a wide receiver's eyes. Throw was from the baseline way out top. Croxford got separation initially from Spink. Spink watched her eyes, and you can tell when somebody sees the ball coming, their eyes change a little bit. It's really, really hard to not allow that to happen. But as her eyes are tracking that ball, Spink breaks on it, gets a hand up, tips it away, and then ends up with a loose ball. Spink hits a pair at the other end, and it's now a 13-point lead with 1:24 left to go in the first half. Warriors desperately need to find something offensively. They had a good spurt midway through the first quarter when they hit a pair of threes. There's a backdoor pass by Croxford, too high for Graham. Another turnover for the Warriors. They know what they want to do. They want to go backdoor on this pressure man-to-man defense where Dayton's coming out so far, but they're just not able to connect on any of those passes. Not one of those backdoor plays has worked and have multiple turnovers. Cisneros, high post to Ray. Ray with it, starts to drive, pulls up, kicks it out. Moore fakes the three. Now she drives in, steps through, probably got fouled, misses the shot. Graham tips it to Rosenbaum. Back to Graham, under a minute to go now in the first half. Warriors have only 4 points in this second quarter. Croxford to Williams. Williams with Moore on her, gets a nice screen, cuts in, pulls up, misses the little short jumper. I think Cisneros got a piece of that. Spink with the rebound, Spink in the open floor. Lots of Warriors back on defense, weaves her way in, gets right to the rim. Nobody cut her off, and Shawnee Spink has 8 in the game, and it's 29-14 here with 24 seconds left to go. In the corner to Hatch. Hatch starts to drive out to Rosenbaum. Warriors just getting nothing at the rim here. Graham steps back, deep three, air ball out of bounds. And that kind of sums up the second quarter for the Warriors. 29-14. They've been outscored 13-4 here in the second quarter. 8 seconds to go. Spink brings it down. Gets a double screen up. Can go either way. She goes right, comes back left, steps back, deep two, and buries it. And that is the end of the first half with the score. Dayton 31 and Amity 14. What was a close game at 10-6 midway through the first quarter has been all Dayton Pirates from that point on. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KOYC McMinnville. We'll be back after a couple of messages with some first half scoring and some thoughts.
99W as it enters Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, and everybody else listening on KLYC. Halftime of the girls' West Valley League matchup between the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors from Amity High School, where we had ourselves a close game after one, 16-10. The Warriors were playing well defensively, handling pretty much every aspect of the Pirates game except for Cisneros down low. And the second quarter was all Dayton Pirates, 15-4 in that second quarter. Warriors were led in the first half by Morgan Croxford with 6, and then 3 each out of Graham and Williams, and 2 for Hatch. For the Pirates, it's the Chloe Cisneros show with 15. Shawnee Spink has 10, 2 each out of Ray, Rojas, and Moore. what you see from Dayton so far is that Rojas really not herself yet. Still not looking completely comfortable on the floor, not as quick as we've seen her in the past, but you still see her high basketball IQ out there, tipping passes, positioning herself for rebounds. When she can't corral the rebound, she'll tip it either so she can get control or tip it to somebody else. Really just a very impressive way that she handles herself on the floor, understands what other players are trying to do, and really makes a difference for this team. And it means that you can't focus just on Cisneros, and as a result of that, you put a better defender on Rojas, a lesser defender on Cisneros, and Cisneros just backs her way down in that low post, catches the ball, turns, puts it up off the glass and in. At 6'1", we just don't have anybody that really matches up with her combination of length and size. Rosenbaum gave her a little bit of trouble, which was good to see. Kaya did a better job than anybody else has done on her, but it's still a tough matchup because Rosenbaum doesn't have the weight to be able to hold a position and keep Cisneros from getting down in that low block. If Kaya could manage to force Chloe out a little bit farther, then I think you'd see Cisneros' effectiveness really go downhill. But you have to be able to force her out and get her away from the basket. When she catches that ball down low, there's just not a lot you can do at that point except kind of hold your ground and hope that she doesn't score. And, of course, Shawnee Spink with 10 points in the first half. Warriors have their hands full always with her. Shawnee, easily, I think, the best point guard in 3A basketball and really the engine that makes everything go for the Dayton Pirates. And when she's on the floor, which she is all the time, you really can't ever take a break on either end of the floor. She's a very crafty defensive player, gets her hands on a lot of passes, tips the ball away, really reads what offensive players are trying to do and does a great job against them. Keeley did a pretty good job on Shawnee and then picked up two fouls. And once she had her second foul, Reg moved Keeley off of her. And so I think we'll see Keeley back on Spink to start the second half. Try to stay out of foul trouble, understand what she's trying to do, give her a little ground when she drives, slide step, get in front of her, maybe draw a charge. Offensively, it's where the Warriors really struggled, though. turning the ball over, not getting high-quality shots, really just not doing a very good job of executing an offensive game plan. Now, granted, the Pirates are tough to execute against, but the Warriors really struggled, threw the ball away a lot, trying to force backdoor cuts, got stuck on the perimeter a lot, picking up their dribble, had passes tipped away out there, and you just see the Pirates really overplaying those passing lanes The Pirates overplaying the passing lanes as the Warriors kind of picking up their dribble or struggling, not really sure where they want to go with the ball, get a little tentative, and then the Pirates able to really to capitalize on that tentativeness. All right, we're going to take a break for a couple more minutes, get back with the start of the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964. You get quality because we care.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
No No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here of the girls' basketball game between the number 2 Dayton Pirates and the number 8 Amity Warriors, and it's been all Pirates, especially in the second quarter, where they had a large 11-point advantage. 104 and counting to go here at halftime. At halftime of the boys' game, there's going to be a $10,000 halftime shot opportunity. There's been a raffle. If you bought a ticket, your number's drawn, you're going to get a chance to go out and shoot a 50-foot half-court shot. They'll back it off a little bit beyond half-court. Shoot a 50-foot shot. If you make it, one try, $10,000. And so that'll be kind of an exciting moment. You don't get too many things like that. I want to thank Tim Harsma, Country Insurance, for sponsoring that. Tim, a huge supporter of Amity Warrior Athletics, also one of our board members, great guy, and I really appreciate all of his service to the community. Also should say this about Tim, outstanding athlete when he was in high school, baseball player, basketball player, and also has coached here in the past, and so has kids in school. So, you know, he is Mr. Amity. All right, Warriors back on the floor, and the Pirates. 8 minutes on the clock, ready to start this third quarter. It's going to be Pirate basketball on the alternating possession. They go right wing to Ray, swings it over to Shadden on the left side. Shadden pops up to Rojas, 18-footer, short. Cisneros throwing people to the floor, namely Hannah Hatch, and Ray gets the rebound and lays it up and in. That was Cisneros just clearing space in there. Williams with it out top. Swings it to Plummer on the left wing. Looking for Hatch cutting. Didn't hit her with it. Now a drive by Plummer. Out to Williams. Fakes the three. Steps across. Back down to Plummer on the right wing. Plummer backs it out to Williams. Hands it off to Graham. Graham working on Melina Ray. Spink on Croxford. Croxford with it now on the right wing. Swings it over to Williams. Cisneros closes on her quickly. Go down low to Croxford. Ball knocked out of bounds by Ray, or by Spink. She comes up a little gimpy after that. Might have tweaked an ankle there a little, but not too bad. She'll walk that off. Shawnee, as competitive as any girls basketball player you'll ever be around. Just driven. There's a bad pass inbounds, and Ray picks it off. Graham with the wrong way, and Ray gets the lay-in at the other end. She's got all four of their points here to start the third quarter. Warriors find themselves down by 21 now all of a sudden. The offense is just gone in the tank for the Warriors tonight. Swing it left side to Plummer. Plummer curls around the top to Williams, to Croxford. Croxford out top with it. Comes off a screen, still turning, gets baseline, flips it back out to Plummer. Plummer fakes one way, steps back, gets Rojas on her, crosses over. Looking for a cutter, not there. Now Rojas closes out. We've got a foul on Kalina Rojas. And again, once you pick up that dribble, Rojas is going to be all over you out there. and generally doesn't pick up a foul like that, so a little bailout for the Warriors. Croxford to inbound. She and Keeley have just not been on the same page with passes tonight. Inbounds to Plummer out by the center circle. Plummer with it to Williams. Williams steps back. Rojas giving her lots of room. I think Maylin could take a step and shoot that deep three, but she doesn't. Over to Graham. Graham crosses over, starts left, tries to spin it up. It's blocked. Spink with the ball on the open floor, takes it in. Blocked by Croxford out of bounds. Morgan Croxford, I'm sure, leads all non-centers in block shots this year in girls basketball. She has averages about two a game. They inbound the ball to Ray. Nobody on her. Open three. Air balls that one. Rojas or Cisneros with the rebound. Then Rojas gets it. Rojas gets an offensive foul. She pushes off down low. So a couple of fouls on Rojas here early in the third quarter. She has two, and that's the second team foul on Dayton here in the second half. 2 minutes gone. A 4-0 quarter so far in favor of Dayton. Williams with a long air ball, and the ball goes out of bounds. Just didn't get her legs into that shot at all. Kind of caught the ball, thought about it, and then decided to put it up. Probably needs a little rhythm dribble there. Spink brings it up. Warriors down 35-14 to the Pirates. Out on the right wing to Ray. Out top to Rojas. 15-footer buries it. That is her shot, and that's what makes her so tough. Hatch ahead on the left wing. Gives it up to Croxford. Croxford's hounded by Spink, who doesn't have a foul in this game. Hands it off to Hatch. Out on top to Williams. Williams has Cisneros on her. Like to see them clear that out a little bit. She picks up her dribble, and she actually double dribbled. There was a delayed call there. Maylin saying, you know, people have got to move and present themselves. Warriors really playing tentative on the offensive end. People look like they're kind of afraid to shoot, don't want to make a mistake, and, of course, that leads to more mistakes. Ray on the right wing with it. Fakes, drives baseline, gets inside. Good defense there by Hannah Hatch, and Croxford with the rebound. Ahead to Graham. 3 minutes gone here, and the Warriors haven't scored in this quarter. Like, the Warriors haven't scored in a long time, actually. Graham kicks it out. Williams fakes the three. Now back to Graham. Graham works right. Spink hedges out. Should be a foul. No call. And Graham's pass tipped away and stolen. Shadden with it to Ray. Ray kicks it back. Spink puts up a 21-footer. No good. And good rebound by Croxford. Croxford pushes up hard. Bounce pass across to Graham. Graham steps back. 18-footer. Good. Neely Graham with 5 points in the game. First basket for the Warriors in a long time, and they cut it down back to 21. Spink over to Ray on the right wing, three-point range, lobs inside of Cisneros. I'm not really sure what happened there, but you cannot front Cisneros with Hatch. That's just not going to work. And Morgan Croxford just left the floor, told Red she needs a sub, and headed to the bathroom. I told you she's been sick, and I think something just hit her, and she exited stage left for the restroom to deal with that. And so we're going to have a timeout on the floor while they sort this out. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So we'll stay right here. 4:23 left to go, third quarter. 39-16, Pirates up. And once again, the Warriors found themselves with a mismatch with Hatch at 5'5", trying to guard 6'1", Cisneros. And it's just, you can't have that. So Hatch came around, tried to front. Because she knows she can't play behind her, and they lob over the top. And, you know, good guard play from the Pirates to be able to make that entry pass consistently over the top, leading Cisneros to the basket whenever the Warriors have fronted. I think four of her baskets tonight have been when people have fronted her or got caught on the side, and an excellent pass has made it easy for Chloe to get the basket. Rosenbaum into the game now as the Warriors go with some more size to deal with Cisneros, and I think that's what they have to have in there. Williams with it. More on her. Swings it right side to Hatch. Hatch looking at Shirley on her. Drives right. Cut off. Kicks it to Plummer. Plummer should have taken the shot. Didn't realize how open she was. Now a bounce pass to Graham. Graham hooks it to Rosenbaum. She's fouled on the pass off. It's going to be on Cisneros, I believe. Fourth team foul or third team foul. We'll see. Nope, they're going to call it on 25, Beth Shirley, on the reach-in. Third team foul on the Pirates, none on the Warriors so far in this quarter. There's a bad inbounds pass by Williams, tipped out of bounds by Cisneros. Nobody open. Maylin struggling to find anybody. Normally Morgan, Croxford would be doing the inbounding, and she is not available right now, not feeling good. Plummer with it, starts to drive, gets bumped. They don't call much of these bumps on the drive. Out to Hatch. Hatch, air balls. Rosenbaum misses. Cisneros with the rebound. Spink up the middle of the floor. Cut off by Plummer. Goes left side to Helvey. Back out to Spink. Now Helvey on the left wing. Helvey looking for a cutter. Back out to Spink. Shawnee works off a high screen set by Shirley. Now hooks a pass to Helvey. Helvey for three. No good. And Hatch corrals the rebound on the right baseline. Graham with it. Keeley, 3:15 to go. Goes down low to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum back out to Graham. Like to see Kaya try to turn and score there. Spink all over Graham and ends up with a steal. Red just beside himself that there's no fouls called. Shawnee really gets away with a lot of physical play out there. And Graham just about picks up a foul at the other end. Pretty upset, I think, being a little extra aggressive. There's a missed shot by Cisneros on the rebound by Graham. Keeley needs to settle down emotionally there, not let that get the best of her. It's a 23-point game. There's no sense in getting all worked up here. Graham penetrates out to Williams for three. Short again, another air ball. Hatch saves another baseline, but saves it to Spink. Spink in the open floor. Graham can't get the steal, and then Spink runs into Hatch, and Hatch picks up the foul. Spink goes down hard, but she hops right back up. Morgan coming back along the sideline. Not feeling good at all. Ray and Rojas into the game. Replace Cisneros and Spink out. First time Spink has been out this game. Like I said, unless it's a blowout, 20-point game, Shawnee won't be out. Reg wanted a timeout. Nothing there. They lob inside to Rojas. She steps left, misses a little 8-footer. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Graham pushes ahead to Plummer. Plummer looks at the three, drives, and fouled by Helvey. That's her third, fourth team foul against the Pirates. Myers is going to come back into the game for the Pirates. She replaces Helvey. On the floor for the Warriors, going to be Graham, Plummer, Williams, Rosenbaum, and Hatch. Graham into Williams. Maylin hit her first three. She's missed her last three, I believe. And Husky going to come in a minute. Next dead ball. Graham fakes the three, crosses over, steps back, takes the three, buries it. Nice little rhythm dribble there for Keeley. Faked right, came back to her left. That was all the rhythm she needed. She's got eight in the game, and it's a 20-point game. Myers swings it left wing to Moore. Moore looks inside, nothing there. Cross court to Myers for three, no good. Rosenbaum had it, tipped loose. Williams with the rebound, out to Graham. Keeley brings it up, looking ahead, nothing there. Slows it down. Got Ray on her. Over to Williams. Maylin looking for a cutter. Doesn't hit it. Now she backs it out. Starts to drive. Kicks it out to Graham. Fakes the three. Starts to drive. Now gets inside. Little runner inside. Lays it up and in. Keeley Graham with 12 in the game. Or 10 in the game, excuse me. A minute and a half. And Reg not happy that he's not getting the foul calls. Really laying into the official on this side of the floor. Reg may end up with a T here if he's not careful. There's a cross-court pass to Moore for three. No good. Tipped by Williams. Williams pursues it and gets the rebound. Nice hustle by Maylin. Hands it to Keeley. A minute five to go here in the third quarter. Warriors down by 18, 39-21. Williams fakes the three. Moore closes out on her. Williams bounce pass to Plummer, and Alyssa just didn't come off of the position that she had. Hatch out, Husky in. Plummer just needed to take a step out to catch that pass, and her feet just got stuck to the floor there, and she kind of leaned toward the ball but never moved her feet. The ball went out of bounds. 57 seconds left to go, third quarter. Warriors down big here to the second-ranked Pirates. Moore on the left wing. And there's no question the two best teams that anybody has seen this year, we're going to have a travel called on Spink on the left wing. She got caught trying to make that pass into Rojas and delayed the pass a little bit, and that moved her pivot foot. Two best teams we've seen all year, no question about it, Salem Academy and the Dayton Pirates. And the Warriors not playing up to what they're capable tonight. The Pirates playing very well. Williams with it. Over to Graham. Graham. Ray backs off a little bit. Graham crosses her over, gets in the key, kicks it out. We've got a foul on Ray on the drive. So Reg working the officials, maybe starting to get a few calls here. 29 seconds left to go, third quarter. Warrior basketball, left side of the key on the baseline. Maylin, or right side of the key on the baseline. Maylin looking for the play call on the inbounds from Reg. Gets it. Warriors box it up. Screen across. Bounce pass into Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum turns, and a foul on Rojas. Her arms were at an angle as she extended them, and a nice job by Rosenbaum just to take the ball up strong. When you do that, good things happen. Really have a lot of respect for Coach Spink. He's asking right now what the question was, questioning what the call was, and getting a good explanation from the official there. And then he works the official a little bit, telling him what he'd like to see. Rosenbaum misses the first free throw. Scoreless in the game tonight. Second free throw up and rattles around and goes in. So Kaya's in the scorebook tonight. Her first point. Warriors down 17. 39-22. Take a miracle comeback to get this one even close here for the Warriors. Spink with it. Works left. Goes down on the baseline to Ray. Ray, high post. Rojas, 15-footer, buries it. Man, she's tough from there. That one wasn't even a clean catch and shoot, and she still knocked it down. 41-22. Warriors down 19. Graham to Husky. Back to Graham, and it expires. Graham was trying to set Husky up for the last shot, and Brene not aware of how much time there was, and so the clock expires. 41-22 after three quarters here from Amity, Oregon, as the Warriors were outscored 10-8 in that quarter, which in itself may be a little bit of a moral victory. We're going to take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on McMinnville's best radio, KLYC.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. One quarter left to go here in this West Valley League girls varsity matchup between the second-ranked Dayton Pirates and the eighth-ranked Amity Warriors. Warriors trailing the Pirates 41-22 after three. They were down six after one, 17 after two, and 19 headed into the fourth. Okay, it feels like a Friday night here. Place is packed out. Dayton Amity should be a Friday night party here in Amity. Instead, we'll settle for a Monday night one on one of these 2 weeks during the year when the teams in the West Valley League play three games, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, instead of just the Tuesday, Friday games. Husky with it on the right wing, starts to drive, back out to Graham out on top. Fakes the three, drives on Ray, kicks it out to Hatch, puts up the three from there, no good. Williams battling, ball off of Spink and out of bounds. Good job by Maylin to not give up on that play. Shawnee had inside position on her. Maylin will inbound right side of the key. They screen up this time. Go to Husky down low. Back out to Williams. One of the three. Good closeout by Cisneros. And there's a little drive. Should have been a foul. Williams got hit. Came up short on the shot. And Spink brings it down the floor. Lobs inside to Cisneros. She turns. She comes up short also. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Can't teach 6-1. Can't coach height. Can't teach it. And Cisneros has lots of height, and she's got bulk to go with it. Really able to hold her position down there. Hard to root her out. Graham steps through, misses the shot, got bumped, no call, and Spink comes out of there with another rebound. Spink up the middle of the floor, gets to the foul line, hooks a pass over to Shadden. Shadden misses the jumper. Graham with the rebound. And, you know, Dayton's real weakness is that they really don't rely on anybody except Cisneros, Spink, and Rojas for offense. And so that really puts them in a situation when they play a Salem Academy or a team like that, maybe even Rainier, where teams can match up with those players a little bit. Graham goes baseline, out to Hatch, hands it back to Keeley. Keeley in the corner, kind of trapped down there, throws it off of Rojas, but it doesn't go out of bounds. And the ball is loose. Rojas picks it up, ahead to Shadden. Shadden cut off by Hatch and Plummer. Shadden looking for somebody out on top to Spink. So when you're that reliant on three players to really carry your offensive load, when you run up against a good team, if one of those players gets themselves into foul trouble, you're just in a lot of trouble. Rojas misses the jumper at the other end. And so I think that's where Dayton's weakness is. I think, you know, in terms of those three players, they match up well with anybody, but nobody else is used to scoring. Hatch at the other end misses the 18-footer. Cisneros with another rebound to Spink. Spink throws it ahead to Ray. and Ray gets the basket at the other end. Nobody back on defense. And a timeout taken by Dayton. 45-22 Pirates. 5:52 left to go in the fourth quarter. This is Amity Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's live on KLYC here in Yamhill County, or if it's on the internet feed, or if it's on the video feed through NFHS, however you're listening, we thank you for joining us. 5:52 left to go here in the fourth quarter, and the second place in the West Valley League, eighth ranked in the state, Amity Warriors, not looking the part tonight. Really struggling on the offensive end. They got a sick Morgan Croxford. She hasn't been herself all night. They've gotten 6 points out of her, but she's just been really struggling and has been out since early in the third quarter when she some sort of sickness hit her, but she was battling that all day here. And so Warriors against these Pirates, if you're not at full strength, you have very little chance, and if you're at full strength, it's still going to be a really uphill battle. Graham on the baseline pulls up and can't get the little 10-footer to drop ball out of bounds off of the Pirates. Warrior basketball. Keeley's had herself a pretty good game considering that she's kind of having to do it by herself. This is a tough defense. The one thing the Pirates do, while offensively they rely heavily on three players, defensively they really get after people. Spink, an excellent defender. She's going to get a blocking foul here. Her first foul of the game as Keeley tries to go baseline on her. It's a good challenge for Keeley. This is a Dayton team going to be interesting to see. You know, they've had a four-year run of just fantastic basketball, and it's really been centered around Spink and Rojas. And they've had some really good role players to go around them, as they do right now. But Keeley misses the front end of the one-on-one. Hatch with the rebound. She's fouled as she goes up. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Well, maybe that'll work out okay. 45-22, Pirates up. But those Pirates, you know, they graduate not only Spink and Rojas, but they graduate a lot of those role players. Ray and Shadden and Helvey, those are all seniors. And so as they exit the program, Jaden Moore also, they exit the program, you know, what comes back next year is Cisneros and some young players. Haley Myers will be a senior next year. And then really they're going to need some JV players to step up and contribute for them next year. Hatch misses the first, hits the second. Spink weaving through traffic, kicks it out in the corner. Ray, deep two, air ball, long rebound chased down by Moore. Moore with Graham on her. Over to Spink, 23-footer top of the key, no good there. And Cisneros with the offensive board. You got to box her out. Out to Ray. Ray out on top to Moore. Moore back to Spink. Now they go down in the corner to Helvey. Helvey bounce past the Cisneros. Turns, kicks out to Spink for a spot up three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. Moore, her shot blocked. And she's knocked to the ground by Rosenbaum. Surprised there wasn't a call there. Probably should have been. Rosenbaum got her with a hip check. A lot of missed calls tonight. Only 9 fouls called in this half. Only 1 called on the Warriors. Because part of that is they haven't been contesting a lot of plays, unfortunately. Ray out on top, swings it to Moore on the left wing. Down in the corner to Helvey. Helvey goes down low. They double Cisneros. They go inside now to Spink. Spink fouled and scores. Good pass from Kalina Ray to find Spink diving to the basket. Spink has 12 in the game. Callie Roberts in and Alyssa Plummer out for the Warriors. 12 for Spink. Cisneros with 19 to lead all scorers. And you look at the rest of their team, Rojas has 6. No surprise there other than, I mean, they just haven't really tried to feed her much. She's definitely not 100% yet. Spink misses the foul shot and the rebound chased down by Husky. See, Spink missed a lot of foul shots. She's 4 out of 5 tonight. Graham with it as Myers and Rojas get set to return at the next dead ball. Husky crosses over, goes down on the corner to Roberts, 18-footer, no good, long rebound on the other side, chased down by Helvey, loses the ball, Graham all over, gets it to Spink. Spink pushes up hard, throws it in the corner to Ray. thinks about it, now goes down low. Ball tipped out of bounds by Rosenbaum, intended for Spink. 4:11 left to go, fourth quarter. 47-23, Pirates up big. Myers, oh, they pull Rojas back. Nope, Rojas did come in. Rojas, Myers, and I think Shirley into the game. Nope, Tate Ashley into the game. Take that back. And Spink still in there. Moore on the left baseline, pulls up, 10-footer, good. Jaden Moore with 4 points in the game, and that's kind of what I'm talking about, is Moore. Ray has eight, most of them on fast breaks. They just don't rely on them much, and so they're not used to taking the shots. When they run into a good defensive team that can actually match up with Rojas and Cisneros, like Salem Academy, and they've got good defenders on the perimeter to make it tough for Spink, those other girls are going to have to step up in those big games. Keely Graham fouled as she drives to the basket. She will shoot two. 3:46 left to go in the fourth. Good crowd here tonight. Looking forward to an exciting boys varsity game. Graham gets the first one to go. Graham with 9 in the game. Nope, take that back. Graham with 11 in the game. Second one by Keely. Perfect. So Graham having herself a decent night. Just hasn't had any help on the offensive end since the first quarter, really. Spink crosses over, goes in the mid post to Rojas. She turns, probably got fouled, lays it up with the left hand off the glass and in on a really fundamentally sound post move by Kalina Rojas. She has 8, 3.5 to go here. It's all academic in this one. Has been really since the second quarter. The Warriors got down by about 20 and just not able to come back against this very talented and excellent defensive team. Spink and Rojas attract a lot of attention on the offensive end, and that's kind of what you get known for when you're 4 years of being a really successful top-ranked team. But they earn their marks on the defensive end. They're really good. Starts with Spink, and then they box out. They get after loose balls. They D up tight. Moore with a three from the left wing. She buries that one, her first three of the game. Good to see Jaden Moore hitting a shot there, the former Amity Warrior. Well, she was an Amity Eagle, I guess, through middle school before transferring. Knuth goes baseline, lays it up and in. Tough shot by Kendra Knuth, her first basket of the game. 54-27 as the Warriors find themselves still doubled up here. Spink hooks a pass over to Myers. So, you know, this is where I get a little confused, and I like Scott Spink as a coach. I get a little confused with why you would leave Shawnee in there and Kalina Rojas in there in a game where you're up by basically 30 points. Nothing good can come out of this, and there's really only one thing that can happen, and it's bad, and that's that they get hurt. Other than that, everything else doesn't really matter. Rojas did hit a basket at the other end. She's got 10 in the game now. Husky drives, spins, loses it on the spin, kicks it back out to Graham, and it's knocked out of bounds by Spink. Cisneros and Shirley in, and this gets Spink and Rojas out. You know, and again, Scott Spink, very good coach. Just from this observer's point of view, I would have pulled them out about 5 minutes ago because you're just taking a chance with your season in a blowout late in the game. Nothing good really is going to come out of that. Rolled ankle, sprained knee, you know, somebody falls, takes a charge, and, you know, sprains a wrist, something like that. Those things can happen. And so I always like to see coaches pull those really critical players out, the ones that you really need if you're going to challenge for a championship. Get them out of the game as soon as you really can. And because a lot of times games will get sloppy when it's a blowout down the stretch and inadvertently kids can get hurt. And you'd hate to see that happen to one of these great young players. Warriors basketball. Knuth down in the corner with it. Picks up the dribble. Cross court to Husky. Husky, 18-footer. Banks it in. Brene Husky here on senior night with a basket. And so all the seniors have scored except Callie Roberts. See if they can get her a basket. Jenna Lopez also in the game. Roberts in, Knuth, Husky, and Rosenbaum. High post. Shirley goes to Cisneros in the low post. Out in the corner to Myers. Myers dribbles out. Swings it to Moore. Moore starts to drive. Bounce pass. Nice bounce pass to Shirley. Beth back out. And they reset to Moore. Moore, Husky on her. Minute 20 to go in this one. 56-29. Out in the corner, Haley Myers for three. No good. Roberts with a rebound. Over to Husky. We come up on the 1 minute mark here to go in the game. Left wing, Lopez out on top to Roberts. Roberts over to Knuth. Knuth drives left, comes back right, out to Husky. Husky looks at the three, drives to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum coming down Broadway on the left side, and she is fouled. 56 seconds left to go in this one. Rosenbaum will go to the line to shoot two. Kaya, just a sophomore, needs to become for the Warriors what Cisneros is for the Pirates next year, and that is someone who just knows their role, catch that ball in the low post, and then turn, get the ball up on the glass, and finish strong inside. Box out, get those rebounds, and just be a deterrent around the rim for anybody who drives. I think Kaya can become that, but she's going to have to kind of change her assertiveness a little bit. Kaya misses the first, hits the second, 2 points in the game. Into the game, a couple of young ones for it's Keely Myers and McKenna Cloud in the game for the Pirates. A couple of freshman girls. Myers baseline pulls up, air balls it from there. Lopez with the rebound, 40 seconds to go, throws it ahead to Roberts. Roberts starts in, kicks it out to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum turns, back out to Lopez at the top of the key. High post now, Rosenbaum, she turns, hooks a pass out to Knuth. Knuth takes a dribble, pulls up, 10, 15-footer, no good. Roberts with the rebound, and the ball is just taken away by Haley Myers. But there's Rosenbaum with the steal, hooks a pass to Husky. Husky back to Lopez. Lopez lays it up and in. Nice ball movement there after the steal, and Jenna Lopez with her first basket of the game. 56-32, 6 seconds to go. Down in the corner, Cloud puts up a three, no good. Husky with the rebound, and that'll do it. Final score. Dayton Pirates remain undefeated in league with a 56-32 win here against your Amity Warriors. I'm going to get you some totals here right after a break, and then we've got senior night for the boys coming up, and so after we kind of get the game set up a little bit, we're going to kind of have a long commercial break. And somewhere in there, I have to go down and be a senior parent. And so we'll kind of keep you posted on that. So when I'm doing that, there'll be kind of a long break here while they do all the senior boy introductions. This is Amity Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Final score in the girls' varsity matchup between the Dayton Pirates and your Amity Warriors, 56-32 Pirates. The number two Pirates move their overall record to 19-1. The Warriors and 8-0 in league. Warriors fall to 14-7, 7-2 in league. Both of their losses coming to these Pirates. Warriors really should win out and get themselves to a, I think there's 12 total league games, should get themselves to a 10-2 record. I don't see anybody beating Dayton. They'd have to rest or have some serious injuries. They should get themselves to a 12-0 record in league. So Warriors, though, do a good job tonight of fighting hard all the way to the very end. They don't give up and get a chance to get some other girls some playing time here with the game kind of decided there in the second quarter, but the big run by the Pirates. Warriors were led tonight by Keely Graham with 12, Morgan Croxford 6, all those in the first quarter before sickness overcame her. And then just kind of a scatter shot of scoring outside of there. Malin Williams with 3, Hannah Hatch with 3, 2 each for Rosenbaum, Knuth, Husky, and Lopez. For the Pirates, 19 out of Chloe Cisneros. Warriors just have no defensive answer for her down in that low post. 12 for Spink, 10 for Rojas, 8 for Ray, and 7 for Jaden Moore. All right, folks, we're going to take a break for a few minutes here and come back and kind of get you some information regarding this boys matchup between two of the better boys basketball teams in the state. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinnville will be back in just a few minutes.